know what's kind of odd right now? I think that there's more people that are interested in doing GMRS because they don't have to do any type of training for it. They just get the ID and then they jump on it. And there's, at least when I was in South Florida, there was a lot of traffic on that, more so than it was on regular ham stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Around here, I hear guys on ham talking about, you know, I'm going to get my GMRS, blah, blah, blah. And I hear that a lot around here. I do. You're right. You are 100% right. And I've seen that quite a bit out here. And you just buy, I think you have to pay for blah, 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 whatever it is, and that's it. And you're good to go. And I think that's the way to do it. I'm at this Longhorn place. I'm going to get something to eat because I'm on that intermittent fasting thing, and the last time I ate was about 1 o'clock, so I only have a 6-hour window. So if you can, if you have a chance, get on my, send me a little email there, and I'll send you my phone number and everything. And we can, you know, we can connect, and probably we could have a lunch or something one day, if you're interested. And I like-minded people, you know. And you sound like you're an aware, and you don't see it every day. You really don't. And at least you have your doors open, you know, instead of walking through life with the. You know, those shutters that horses have.
My wokeness came from trauma, for the most part, but it was hard lessons I had to learn, but it definitely opened me up to really what I should have been a part of my entire life. So, yeah, I mean, that's cool. I'll send you an email. It'll be my call sign at yahoo.com. And I also want to put a couple of websites in there because there's some, you said you're from New York, so I know you need to check out the Phone Trips website, which you probably don't even know exists, but it's got a lot of stuff doing with phone calls and stuff from New York in the 70s and 80s, which I've got memory for you. There's some other stuff I'll share with you about the hams over or the Ham Shack hotline and everything else I'll put in the email too.
Let me tell you something. Back in New York in the 80s, I would say 1986, 87, right around there, 86, 87, we had these phone numbers that you would call and there would be like 50 people there. And you could enter, let's say, the wolf room or this room or that room by just pressing buttons. And you can, and when you go in that room, there'll be like 14 people there or 6 people in this other room, the poker room or whatever. And you start talking to these people. And it was fantastic. I met some people there. And I met some really good people there. Whatever happened to that, because life went on, working my ass off, but that was back when, you know, I had my son and this and this and that, you know, family stuff, and so that was like the beginning of really connecting, you know, really linking up with people, and it was almost like a telephone CB type thing. It was weird. But, okay, send me that information, and I'll take a look at it. I'll send you my phone number and everything, and one day we'll get together, and, you know, we'll hang out for lunch or go somewhere or whatever. And I don't know if you do any HF stuff, but if so, you know, we can do that too. If not, you know, I don't know if I didn't look at your call sign to see where you're at there. I'm a general, so I've got one left to do. And I procrastinated so long just to become a general, so, you know. It is what it is. I'm just trying to step out of who I was into more of who I am.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm just a technician. I don't know that I'm going to go any further with it because it's already an expensive hobby. I'm not sure what else I want to do, but I really just got it to play around with these radios. But what you were talking about in New York, that was a conference line that was usually it was kind of like a test number or something, but everybody could dial it, and they would go into a conference, and they could scream at each other and say, hey, call me on this number, or blah, blah, blah. There's actually recordings of that on these tapes that you can listen to, so I know it'll bring back a lot of memories for you.
Okay, do so. I'm dying to check that out today. Let me tell you how crazy I am. I was going to go down there and actually sleep in my car. After, because the class is from 9 to 7, get out, go to a gym, you know, one of these 24-hour gyms, and sleep in my car and go to the class the next day. Sleep in my car, go to the gym to take a shower or whatever and wind up in class and have one meal a day, because that's what I did. I did one meal a day. Today is my first two-meal day. That's what I was going to do, but then I said the hell with it, because up there, if you think it's hot here, it's super hot over there. So what I did was I got a cheap hotel room, but I don't know what I'm going to do up in Jacksonville. I'm going to have to really look real hard for a cheap hotel room, and I'm going to have to work real hard so I have money to pay for it. After all this money, it's just good. You know, I'm just doing it. We'll talk more. This is N2OWE, and it's been a freaking pleasure, that's for sure. Travis, it's been a pleasure. W4TII, one great pleasure. N2OWE, bidding you a wonderful evening. Send me that email, and we'll get back together again.
This was a pleasure also meeting you, George. Nothing is on coincidence, I'm sure. I lived my whole life that way. And I look forward to sending you an email and keeping in touch with you. And I hope you have safe travels and good luck on everything you got going for you with the certification.
Yep, I'm doing the best I can. That's all I can say, Travis. The best I can is going to be good enough. Once you put your 100% in and you're into that mode of change, that's very important, change. You know, get up every day and just try to break that mold from the day before. I want to live in the now. I'm tired of looking back. I'm tired of depression and stress and all that other stuff. You got to be real careful of the vampires. N2OWE. Okay, let me go play with my whatever I'm going to eat, which I don't know. I'm not really super hungry, but I'm going to have something decent to eat. I'll talk to you later. Take care. Have a good one. N2OWE. You'll catch me a lot on that holiday machine, 443-450. 443-450. The N14CE machine. Catch me there. Talk to you later.
Got it. All right, W4TI, I'll be on the side.